Recently, a Canadian white beluga whale broke away from its pod in the St. Lawrence Seaway. Then he showed up in, of all places, New Jersey. Since April 12th, he's captured imaginations up and down both sides of the Delaware River, changing the routines of residents, the paths of tourists, even the fortunes of local businesses. Carol King went looking for Ely the whale in Burlington, New Jersey, and has our story.
Still take the safety aspect of it. State Police, Burlington Station, Sergeant Kruger.
From his trailer turned whale monitoring station on the banks of the Delaware, Sergeant Wayne Kruger of the New Jersey State Police Marine Patrol fields yet another call about Ely.
Yes, we've had multiple sightings, all in the Burlington area, a little bit north of the Burlington-Bristol Bridge. Stay on 541.
He says when the 12 to 14 foot whale was first spotted in New Jersey's Delaware River, it caused a sensation.
This is adding to the confusion for the weekends, and you know, it's an interesting point for people who haven't seen whales before, and it's creating a lot of additional boating traffic and a lot of interest on the Delaware.
New Jersey State Police Marine Trooper Kenneth Minnis says he's gotten used to seeing Ely while out on patrol.
He likes to hug either the Pennsylvania Channel or the New Jersey Channel, depending upon what direction he heads. He doesn't allow us to get too close to him. All you basically see is surfacing, and then he dives again.
Bill Lance and Kim Seba came in their boat from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, hoping they'll be lucky.
We're out to see. We got a picture. We got our camera. Everything else ready to go. We got a lunch. I'm going to stay out here all day until we see it.
Yeah. Also on the river is Jameson Smith, a marine biologist here from the National Marine Fisheries Service in Gloucester, Massachusetts. He says the whale was originally spotted in Canada's Gulf of St. Lawrence in 1986. Wildlife officials there gave him the name Ely, from the French word for propeller, after the propeller-shaped scar on his back.
It's estimated that this animal is a minimum of 25 plus years old, which is getting up in age for a beluga. The lifespan we think is 40 or so years. So this is an adult animal.
Smith says there are several theories about what might have prompted a beluga whale to travel from Canada to New Jersey.
Getting older in age, he may not be maintaining his status in the pod that he once did. And one theory is that he got kind of left behind from the pod or the group of animals, and this is where he ended up. It's my observation here that he has no problem swimming against a very strong current, maintaining very good speeds both against and with current, and by no means has he been inactive here. He tends to pretty much pop up anywhere and everywhere around here.
Fly fishers call the Upper Delaware the best wild trout stream east of the Rockies. It's the longest free-flowing river east of the Mississippi, running 375 miles from the Great Jersey Skylands to the river's mouth at Cape May Point. In spring, shad make their annual run up the river to spawn, and that could be another reason why Ely made the trip. And while Ely's enjoyed the local river catch, his visits also brought a rare influx of tourists to tiny Burlington, New Jersey. At Ice Cream Parlor on High Street, a line of customers flows out of the door and onto the street. Owner Matt Garwood hardly has a moment to talk as he scoops and rings up ice cream cones.
Just keeping us busy, selling it this way and making it in the back at the same time. Right now we have Beluga ice cream, which is basically a rename of our vanilla ice cream for the whale.
Down the street at J.B. Bakery, Stephen Simon and his brother Paul fashioned a whale-shaped cookie cutter and say they've sold hundreds of $2 whale cookies since Ailey's arrival.
The minute that we put it out, it just started flying off the shelves. Everybody was really excited to have one. We've sold over 2,500 cookies. Probably by the end of the day, it might be close to about 3,500.
The cookies are a big hit out on Burlington's River Promenade, where tourists and residents have flocked to catch a glimpse of Ely the white beluga whale. But marine biologist Jameson Smith says the best thing to do is leave Ely alone, to enjoy his time on the Delaware.
We're kind of taking a standoff approach that if you see it, let us know where it is. let us know how it's behaving, but just give it its space. And when it feels it needs to leave, it'll go on its own accord.
And apparently, that's just what Ailey has done. A tugboat reported seeing Ailey headed toward the Delaware Bay, about 40 miles from the Atlantic. And the National Fisheries Service believes Ailey has made it safely back to the ocean. That's not stopping some people from coming to Burlington's River Promenade and the scenic overlook on Route 295, still hoping to catch a glimpse of the white beluga whale. They're keeping close watch over the stretch of river where the whale was seen swimming back and forth for days, and wondering if Ailey might change his mind and come back this way yet again. For Living on Earth, I'm Carol King in Burlington, New Jersey.
Just ahead, McMansions. If big is better, is huge best? Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Verizon, providing 411 directory assistance for residential and business numbers locally or across the country. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924. On the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, and coming up, talking coral. But first, this note on emerging science from Katie Zemseff.